The Lord is with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus spoke to the crowds about the kingdom of God, and he healed those who were in need to be cured. As the day was drawing to a close, the 12 approached Jesus and said, "Dismiss the children so that they can go to the surrounding villages and farms and find lodging and provision. For we are in the deserted place here." And Jesus told them, "Give them some food yourselves." They replied, "Five loaves and two fish are all we have, unless we ourselves go and buy food for all these people." Now the men numbered about 5,000. Then Jesus said to the disciples, "Have them all sit down in groups of about 50. They did so and made them all sit down. Then taking the five loaves and the two fish, Jesus, looking up to the heavens, said the blessing over them and broke them, gave them to the disciples to set before the crowds. They all ate. They were all satisfied. And when the leftovers fragments were gathered up, they filled 12 wicker baskets." The Gospel of the Risen Lord.
Praise to you, Jesus Christ.
Give them something to eat yourselves. That is Jesus' words today in the Gospel. Give them something to eat yourselves. Two images of this week in our world that remain fairly clear in the images on television and in the news is on the occasion of a child not surviving refugee movement and that life preserver that was given to the Holy Father. And then he reflected on that life preserver in the context of that young child that did not survive the travel to safety. And then this week also, as President Obama was in Hiroshima, that image of the elderly man embracing the president, and he said to the president, "We've waited a long time." Two images of how we as people and as society respond to Jesus' command, give them something to eat yourselves. So often in this gospel, we focus on the miracle of the multiplication of fish and bread, and that's an important part of the story. But the other part of the story is what Jesus said before he did the miracle. He said to the apostles, the disciples, "Give them something to eat yourselves." And that's Jesus' call to us today. How do I do that? Is it only done in the food pantry that the parish here does so many days and for so many people? That's an important response to that. But how else are you and I called to respond to this gospel? Give them something to eat yourselves. Sometimes the way we do this is if you have two small children and they're about to beat each other up, you help them separate and give them something to do, distract them. And then at another point, talk about you don't always have to beat up your little brother or sister or your big brother or sister. Sometimes it's about when you're about to yell and scream at that young person, that teenage person, or college person because they're not completely filling in the blank as you want them to do, to be able to say, "So what's going on in your life? Let's sit down and talk." Sometimes we're feeding the people in front of us when we take that time to be with that person who is in need. Sometimes just by giving them food might not answer the real issue. It just kind of gets them out of the way. Jesus invites us to reflect on. Give them something to eat yourselves. Jesus invites us into this mystery of partaking in the body and blood of Christ. Here at Eucharist, as we honor the presence of Jesus in the form of bread and wine. And equally, Jesus invites us into that reverence when he says, give them something to eat yourselves. Whether that's a refugee or an immigrant, or whether that's a person that survived a war of conflict decades ago, or whether it's our neighbor or our grandchild or someone we're talking and supporting who are serving in conflicts today in faraway countries, how can you and I give them something to eat ourselves? Jesus invites us as we reflect tonight, as we gather tonight, and especially as we come up for a blessing or for Eucharist tonight, I just invite you to reflect, not only as we take the Eucharist or take a blessing for it, how am I going to this week give them something to eat ourselves? How are we going to nurture that person in front of us? How are we going to nurture and feed that person we live with? Now, some of us, it might mean that we add another donation in a collection basket, or we write a check to some place far away, and that's all good stuff too. But for most of us, it's going to be, how do I do that in the lives that you and I live? When we're at that signal and the person cuts us off and we pause a little longer so they're safe and you're safe, and you can choose to tell them something inappropriate filled with anger, or you can say, I'm going to feed them with peace and goodwill and hope that they get to that place safely. In the midst of all the political realities of our day, we can simply check out and say, we're not going to be a part of it, or we can become one side or the other and become angry and frustrated and scream and yell, or we can pause and say, how can I, in this process, feed other people? How can I look at both candidates and issues from the context of Jesus' words? How can I help feed these people, that person, that group of people, these people in need? How can I? Because Jesus is really specific. He didn't say, order In-N-Out burgers for everybody. He didn't say, let's have a big Memorial Day picnic together and we'll have hot dogs and all those other good things that you might have tomorrow. Those are all okay things to do. But specifically, Jesus in this gospel says to the crowd, as well as to the disciples in front of them, give them something to eat yourselves. Now, the miracle did happen. We trust that it happened. Whether it happened in a way that all of a sudden, out of nothing, something came, or whether the crowd that gathered opened up their baskets, and instead of having their own little picnic on Memorial Day at the local park, they said, oh, come and join us here, and come and join us here, and someone else said, come and join us here. Share what I have, and we're going to share what you had. Whether that was the miracle, we're not quite sure. There was a miracle, and clearly the writers of this gospel, in several of the gospels, remembered it, and remembered that there was a large crowd. But clearly also, Jesus said something very significant. He said, you give them something to eat yourselves. So as we go about our days, if we gather in memorial services for those who have died in service of this country and other countries in peace, or as we go to the park or go to the beach or we go to work, and the rest of the week in school as we prepare for graduations or other major events in your lives, may we ponder that word of Jesus. Give them something to eat yourselves. How am I being called to do that this week? Who am I called to serve, nurture, and feed? And who might be feeding us? Who might be nurturing you, affirming, blessing, challenging, reconciling. All those things are about the mystery and the blessing of the body and blood of Jesus Christ that we celebrate tonight. Especially in this year of mercy, I once again, and I'll mention it before Eucharist, we hope that all will come to the table of the body and blood of Christ. Whether we're receiving the Eucharist or receiving a blessing, may we be one in this Christ who calls us to be blessed, to be fed, and to share, and to serve.